All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as the month of September continues to progress, the games are beginning to become more and more interesting. Now, I'm going to start off tomorrow night where the 11th-ranked Clemson Tigers will travel to Papa John's Cardinal Stadium in Louisville to take on the Louisville Cardinals. Now, this is the first ACC game of the year for both Clemson and Louisville, and Louisville is looking to get up off of the canvas as they have lost their first two games of the season, and they do not want to start 0-3, and they also do not want to lose their first conference game of the year. I look at Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson and his mobility as what can be a big threat to this Louisville defense. Again, Louisville had problems with Auburn in the first week. They also had problems with Houston last week, and it does not get any easier for them with Watson. Now, for Louisville head coach Bobby Petrino, he will have his hands full trying to get this team up and trying to get them ready to come back and compete after two very tough losses. I don't see them getting it done tomorrow night against Clemson, and I'm going to take the Tigers on the road in this one by the score of 31-21. Now, moving along to Saturday afternoon, you have the 14th-ranked Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech traveling to South Bend, Indiana to take on the 8th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Now, when you talk about Georgia Tech under head football coach Paul Johnson, it is very simple. It is all about that triple option running attack. And you look at the way that quarterback Justin Thomas operates in it, along with running back Marcus Marshall, which means that this Notre Dame defense under defensive coordinator Brian Van Gorder, they are going to have their hands full. And it's going to be in big time for Notre Dame to try to go out there and win first and second down. And the reason why I say that is because you look at the way that Virginia's offense last week was able to have their way with Notre Dame, and you figure Georgia Tech, they will wear you down mentally and physically with that running attack, and it's all about field position. And like I said before, it is all about discipline. No Malik Zaire, he is lost for the season at quarterback for the Irish, and head coach Brian Kelly will now go with Deshaun Kizer for the remainder of the season. And, of course, he had the big-time throw late in the game last week against Virginia when he found Will Fuller with only seconds remaining for the Irish to come back and beat Virginia. But the Irish are going to find out really quick in this one. Georgia Tech is a much better team than the Cavaliers, and I'm going to take the Yellow Jackets on the road in this one by the score of 34-27. Now, down in the Southeastern Conference, the 18th-ranked Auburn Tigers travel to Tiger Stadium in Death Valley to take on the 13th-ranked LSU Tigers. Now, Auburn is 2-0, but it has not been pretty. They had a tough one over Louisville to begin the year at the Georgia Dome. Last week, they had to sweat it out in overtime to defeat Jacksonville State at home. And the level of competition is going to increase immensely in the next couple of weeks, beginning with LSU this Saturday. Now, for Gus Malzahn, the head football coach of Auburn, he's been rolling with Jeremy Johnson as the starting quarterback. And Jeremy Johnson and this Auburn offense have been very, very inconsistent to start the year. And you figure this Tigers defense is going to pin their ears back and come after Jeremy Johnson if he is not comfortable. And if LSU can get a bead on him, they might be able to force some turnovers. Now, with Les Miles, the LSU head football coach, it's plain and simple. Give the football to Leonard Fournette at running back and get out of his way. I think field position, special teams, and defense will be key factors in this game. I give the edge in the special teams and the defense to LSU. Thus, I'm going to take the Bayou Bengals at home in this one by the score of 31-23. Now, staying in the SEC Saturday evening, the Florida Gators travel to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. And of course, both of these teams right now are unranked, but it is a big game for both teams. Kentucky already won their first conference game of the year last week when they went on the road and knocked off the South Carolina Gamecocks. And it would be very big for them to begin the year 2-0 in the SEC. Florida. This is their first road game, and it is also a bigger test. They had their way at home in the first 2 weeks of the season under head football coach Jim McElwain, and this is a big test for his young bunch. Will he go with Will Grier or Treyon Harris at starting quarterback? It remains to be seen, but whoever is going to be the starting quarterback for Florida this Saturday night is going to have immense confidence, because this Florida offense in just a very short period of time is clicking under McElwain, and he is starting to put his stamp on things in Gainesville. Defensively, the Gators can get after you as well. Kentucky has been close to defeating Florida in the past few years, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. I don't think they do it this year either, and I'm taking Florida on the road by the score of 34-24. Now, in the Pac-12 on Saturday night, the Stanford Cardinal traveled to the Coliseum in Los Angeles to take on the sixth-ranked Trojans of Southern California. Excuse me, this is the Pac-12 opener for both teams, and for Stanford to have a chance in this one, it's all about their power running game and that big, physical offensive line. But as powerful as Stanford's running game is, that is just as flashy as USC is. And this is going to be the best offense that Stanford has seen on the young season. But, you know, you cannot sleep on what Stanford is able to do defensively. But they will still have their work cut out for them trying to stop this SC offense led by quarterback Cody Kessler. Thus, I'm going to take the men of Troy at home in this one by the score of 34-20. Now, the 15th-ranked Rebels of Ole Miss will travel to Tuscaloosa to take on the second-ranked team in the land, and I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, Ole Miss has had their way with their first two opponents, but the level of competition will increase this week when they take on the Tide. For Ole Miss to go to Tuscaloosa and pull off the upset, they will need a big night from quarterback Chad Kelly along with wide receiver Laquon Treadwell. But when you talk about teams coming into Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa trying to have their way with Alabama under head football coach Nick Saban, it simply does not happen that often. Why? Because Saban is a defensive-minded coach who will go out there and cook up a plan to really confuse the young quarterback for the opposition. I think he does it once again while he relies heavily on his running game with running back Derrick Henry. And I see this Tide defense forcing a couple of turnovers, and they go on to win this game by the score of 38-24. And finally, at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena on Saturday night, the 10th-ranked UCLA Bruins will host the 19th-ranked BYU Cougars. This game comes down to the quarterbacks. I look at Tanner Mangum for BYU and, of course, freshman Josh Rosen for the Bruins. Which quarterback is going to make the mistake first, and more importantly, which quarterback is going to make more mistakes? I think UCLA's defense is going to be a little bit better than BYU's as far as forcing the mistakes in this one. I think the home crowd plays into this game. Also, I think UCLA's defense is going to get after Mangum in a way that he has not seen in the first week plus of action for him with BYU. UCLA wins a tight one in this one by the score of 31-27. So folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And once again, I want to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 2 in the National Football League season. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, folks, I have the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.